views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you envision. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. For the next hour, Catherine will help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Now here's your host, Catherine Moss.
Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Aratimas, and you are listening to Coming Clean here on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the art of transparency. So what is transparency and why are we talking about it and why is it so important? Well, to me, transparency means being totally honest with ourselves, and no matter how hard that may be sometimes. We stop living in denial and we face the music, so to speak. So we see the world and ourselves the way it really is and not the way we want to see it, which can be, you know, we do that often, myself included. This is the promise I made to myself at the beginning of my sober journey that I'm still on today. I no longer wanted to hide or lie or pretend that I was something that I wasn't. So each week on Coming Clean Radio, I invite a guest on the show to share their unique truth and their authentic message in coming clean and living on purpose, whatever that means to them. So if you like the show, please like the Coming Clean Radio Facebook page and sign up for my somewhat monthly newsletter at withintheflow.com. So today, I am really excited about my guests and our topic because this is something that I feel very passionate about. It's food. I love food, and I have had a very tumultuous relationship with it. Like alcohol, I've abused it, and I've also used it to make myself feel better or to make myself feel differently and to push my feelings away completely. I've also restricted it. So it's been a love-hate relationship, and it's something that I have struggled with and I continue to struggle with today. Maybe you're listening along and you're nodding your head. Maybe you understand exactly what I'm talking about. So today I'm talking to Caitlin Ball, a very good friend of mine and a woman inspiring and changing the way other women think about food. Caitlin is a holistic health coach, yoga instructor, and food blogger. She helps women get off the diet roller coaster, stop restricting themselves around food, and supports them in listening to their bodies and enjoying each meal and each day to the fullest. Welcome, Caitlin.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for you know, coming on and sharing your story and your insight. We've actually never have talked so much about food, have we?
No, not much. Mostly about yoga.
Yeah, because we do know each other yogically. You're a holistic health coach and you're also a yoga instructor just like myself. Right. So I'm really excited to talk to you about food and also the work that you do as a holistic health coach. So I want to hear about...
Great, me too.
Yeah, I want to hear all about, because I've never heard it, about your story and how you've come to that like personal transformation and what your journey has been like with food. But, you know, first I wanted to ask you a question because I was just reading a blog recently, or it was a blog or a website, or it was a post on Facebook. And I can't remember where I saw it, but when I saw it, I read something. And when I read it, I was like, what? You know, it seems really controversial and such a blanket statement, but someone wrote, all women have some sort of disordered eating to a degree. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, probably. I mean, given the test group of the majority of my friends, we all have very different relationships with food, but all a little weird and not quite right in their own sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So really all women can relate to, you know, the dieting lifestyle, being on such a roller coaster of, you know, with emotions tied with our eating habits and things like that.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think so. I think most all women can. I don't know about men, but most every woman I talk to about it has their own food story, mm-hmm. whatever it may be.
And you work primarily with women. Is that right?
Yes, at the moment, primarily with women. And that's mainly because that's who I connect with the most, because I am also a woman. And also that seems to be, you know, like you just said, women have not the best relationship with food. And especially with the dieting, not as many men are constantly in and out of dieting like women are. So I feel like that's why I end up working with women, because I try to work mostly with women that need help in that area.
Mm-hmm. And so what brought you to start working with women on these issues? Like, what was your personal transformation like?
Let's see. It started at
take us back.
I'll take you back. It started at a young age. Just like you, I've always loved food. My grandpa used to tell me that when he would feed me when I was a baby, I would cry in between bites because he couldn't feed me fast enough. I just love food that much. And I grew up kind of a chubby child because of my love of food. And it wasn't until like the age of 12 that I kind of realized I was chubby and realized, oh, I don't really want to be that way anymore. So I went to my mom and asked, you know, how to lose the weight. And she taught me what she knew, which was Weight Watchers. She knew how to count points. It was still points at the time. I don't know what it is anymore, but so I learned how to count my points, which is really just another way of counting calories. And since then, for about 15 years, I kind of went on and off of calorie counting diets, and I tried other diets, like, you know, I tried the juice cleanses and the Whole30 paleo diets, the weird soup diets, you know, I tried most of them. And so 3 years ago, I moved to Zurich, Switzerland with my husband. And we started traveling a lot more. And because we didn't know how long we're going to be living in Europe, and we wanted to take full advantage. And basically, when I was, you know, before in the US, we didn't travel that much. So when I was on vacation, it was like no diet whatsoever. I got to eat whatever the heck I wanted and really gorge, probably, you know, a little bit too much. And then I would come home and I would be so sick of eating that I was actually fine with going on a diet again. But coming to Europe, we were traveling a lot more, and it was just like, I couldn't just eat whatever I wanted and then have to be on a diet every single time I came back to Zurich. So I started realizing there's something's got to give. Other people, all these Europeans are eating whatever they want and looking thin and healthy. Like, why can't I do that too? So I also started yoga teacher training, like we talked about. And so I was learning more about awareness and mindfulness and that kind of thing. And so when I saw this course that popped up on intuitive eating, and it sounded right up my alley and like something I needed. And basically in that course, I learned all about how if you let go of all those restrictions and start eating what you want, whenever you want, you're actually going to be better off. And so I started doing that. And the first couple weeks I ate so much bread and cheese and ice cream and was like in heaven. And the funny part about it was I didn't gain any weight. I actually started losing weight, and it was so weird, but I was so satisfied with what I was eating that I was eating less of everything. And but then after a couple weeks, I didn't feel that great because I was eating, you know, kind of crap food. So I started, you know, realizing that I needed to eat some vegetables so I could feel good, so I could feel good to do the things that I wanted to do and not be tired and sluggish. And so I started eating vegetables because I wanted to eat vegetables, not because they were part of a diet. You know, like I used to eat steamed broccoli. Was like the first day of a diet was steamed broccoli with some rice. And now I eat broccoli because I like to eat broccoli, not because I have to eat broccoli, because broccoli makes you feel good, you know, not just broccoli, but, you know, just using it as an example.
That idea of intuitive eating is really interesting, and I'd like to talk more about that. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine Arati-Moss. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Caitlin Ball. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss, is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine Arati-Moss. My guest today is Caitlin Ball, who is talking with us about her work as a holistic health coach. You can visit her site, Teaspoon Living, and that's teaspoonliving.com, where she shares seasonal healthy recipes and provides inspiration for a healthy life outside the kitchen. And hey, Caitlin, do you have a Twitter or any other way of people getting in contact with you?
I do. The best ways for me are Facebook. I have a page, Teaspoon Living, and I also have an Instagram, Teaspoon Living. I usually post daily on both of those. Twitter, I sometimes post, but not as much.
Okay. And you're also giving away a giveaway to our listeners who are listening in. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how people can win?
Yeah, to any listeners, in the next 2 weeks, if you want to sign up with me to have a free 1 hour consultation, where we talk all about your health history and your health goals, I can then tell you how I can help you achieve those goals and become a happier and healthier version of yourself through working with me one-on-one.
Okay. And that's only for the first 10 people, you said?
Yeah, for the first 10 people. That's right.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And how can they get in contact with you?
I have a little calendar that they can sign up. I'll put all the times I'm available and you can just sign up a slot on the calendar.
Okay. So we'll have the link.
Yeah, we'll have the link. Or I can also give my email that you can email me directly.
Okay, perfect. So before the break, you were talking about eating intuitively.
Yes.
What does that mean? Can that lead to overeating?
In my case, it did not. I can only talk from my personal experience. But so intuitive eating is all about learning how to eat for your body. What you're craving, what feels good to you, and eating in the amount that your body actually needs. So, you know, when you first start this way, you might go a little overboard. The beginning of getting off of a restrictive diet, you might go overboard and might gain weight, but I find that most people end up losing weight in the long run because they learn to eat what feels good to them. And, you know, eating processed foods is probably not going to feel good to you if you know how to listen to your body and figure out your hunger cues, figure out what you're craving and what you need at that moment.
Mm-hmm. And that's in opposed to dieting. In your opinion, why does the classic sense of dieting, you know, all those like calorie counting, Weight Watchers type, why does that not work?
They're too restrictive. You know, you go on this diet and restrict yourself and then you lose the weight. Maybe you get to where you want to be, but you know, I've done it many times. I got to the weight that I wanted to be, but then I wasn't happy with what I was eating. So then I end up going back. And, the problem with the restriction is that, once you kind of fall off the wagon of being perfect, a lot of times you'd throw in the towel and say, oh, well, I already had a piece of cake, so I might as well have the pint of ice cream and this and that. You know, you, I'll start the diet tomorrow. So you end up, you know, start back up again tomorrow. So it's this constant cycle of restricting and binging or, you know, overeating. And so and also your body with a diet, if you're restricting your calories, your body's going into kind of starvation mode. And so it's messing up your metabolism. So then when you do go back off the diet, then, your metabolism's messed up and it's not metabolizing food correctly. So it's a bad cycle to be in. It's much better for you if you can just kind of be more even eat normally on a, you know, maybe have a bad day here too, but here and there, but not every weekend go crazy. And then every Monday through Thursday be perfect.
Yeah. No, I know that. I think a lot of people, you know, they have, okay, well, I eat well on the week and then you really let loose on the weekend. And that can have damaging effects as well. So, but how do we, like, how do you get off this dieting roller coaster if that's all that you've known? Or if you, your body has become so normalized with eating maybe processed junk food and you know that you want to make a change. I imagine that this has to start with your, like a mental shift. How do you work with clients and how do you get them off this cold roller coaster?
When I work with clients, we work together one-on-one and, basically a lot goes into what you're eating that, that doesn't have to do with actual food. It's what's going on in your life. But first, what a lot of clients need, especially if they are on this dieting roller coaster, is they need the permission in a way to, from a professional to tell them that they don't have to do it. They don't have to diet and restrict themselves. So it's like giving them the permission to eat whatever they want. That's usually where I start. And then from there, we just work together and we create goals of what they want to achieve. And like with one client I worked on, one day we were talking about how she had to clean her closet. And we organized a time for her to clean her closet because the closet being dirty made it so her apartment was a mess, which overwhelmed her, which made making a healthy dinner way more overwhelming than it should have been. But the root of the problem was the closet. And
that's
so
amazing.
Yeah. So we end up talking together and I end up helping you or my clients get to the root of the problem. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference, which you can't necessarily get to when you're just reading a book on it or something along, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of that book that came out, The Art of Tidying Up.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've read that, but she also talks about, you know, the cleanliness can be kind of a blocker and making any type of progress in your life. But that makes sense that it could affect your, you know, that your willingness to, you know, cook or make healthy meals for yourself. If everything else feels so chaotic in your life.
Exactly. It's like just one more thing to do.
What about this huge, huge addiction that everyone's talking about now? That's sugar and processed sugar, right?
Yes.
Everyone is having, you know, I'm ridding myself of sugar. I'm doing a 20-day challenge, get rid of sugar. Why is sugar so hard? I think like I've heard talk to other women and they say, you know, I've given up this, I've given up that, but sugar was by far the hardest.
Sugar is hard. It's definitely an addiction and I struggle with it as well for sure. The problem is sugar is hidden in everything. They throw it in everything these days and especially if, you know, like diet foods, they take out the fat and throw in extra sugar. But lately the craze is like, you know, ditch sugar completely, like do all these sugar cleanses. And honestly, I don't think that's the way to go with sugar, cold turkey. I don't think it's necessary. I think, and also the fact that the media is telling everybody you need to do it right now, it's just another, diet. So what I think you should do is, figure out why you want to quit sugar. So yeah, I don't think it's necessary to do a sugar cleanse. What I think you should do is figure out why you want to quit sugar. Figure out, for me, sugar makes me tired, makes me, you know, need an afternoon nap. Sometimes it gives me acne on my forehead and, you know, I want to, you know, having acne shouldn't be the reason, but the reason for that is because I want to go outside and feel confident about myself. And one of the ways to feel confident in myself is to have healthy, glowing skin. And I don't want to feel tired because I want to be able to do the things that I love doing and that I'm passionate about. And that's why I want to give up sugar. Or that's why I want to reduce my sugar intake. And so using those reasons to slowly wean yourself off sugar will be a lot more long-lasting effects than if you say, oh, I'm going to go on a sugar cleanse for a month and quit sugar because I'm supposed to quit sugar. And then when the month goes up, then you're just straight back on it. You just slowly start adding it back into your life.
So do you think taking those challenges or doing something for a certain amount of time is detrimental? Like, do you think that doing these types of fad things are just a distraction from really changing or kicking a habit?
Sometimes sugar is a hard one because in some ways it is addictive. So you want to kind of kick the habit, but, sometimes it depends on your personality type too. I'm rather the kind of slow and steady approach to a lot of things that I do in my life. Other people like kind of the all or nothing approach. So maybe if they go off sugar for a month, then they're actually going to stay off of it. But for me, I'd rather just like slowly take it out a little by little. And for me, like I eat a little bit of dark chocolate every day because I like to eat dark chocolate every day. And mm-hmm. I don't think a couple pieces of dark chocolate is a terrible thing. But some people that could be a trigger for them to eat more desserts. So maybe it is better for them to have, to not have it at all. But what it really comes down to is everybody's an individual. There's a lot of things that work for a lot of different people. And, for me, not restricting foods has been very beneficial to my health and happiness. And, so I don't personally want to give up sugar for a month. That's, not anything I'm going to do in my near future, but maybe a couple days I say, oh, I should probably, cut it out for a few days just to feel a little better. That's more mm-hmm. what I'd want to do.
I'm Catherine Arati-Mas, and you're listening to Coming Clean Radio, The Art of Transparency. When we come back, Caitlin Ball will talk further on ridding ourselves from the dieting mentality and starting to really live. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
We're back on Coming Clean with myself, Catherine Arati-Moss. I have Caitlin Ball here talking about women and the dieting roller coaster many of us feel we are constantly riding, myself included. So you can visit Caitlin's site, teaspoonliving.com, where she shares the work that she does and also the recipes and inspiration for healthy living. So just continue our conversation. I wanted to bring up something that we had spoken about earlier. That's like, there are a lot of fad diets. Like there's paleo and a lot of people are raw, vegan. I myself am a vegan, but I still see it. And it's happened to me that people take on, a lot of women take on these restrictive diets to cover up some type of eating disorder. And do you have experience with that? How much truth is that, is there in this?
Yeah. I personally haven't experienced it, but I know that that dieting is or having like a label on what you're doing is a form of control, and it's a way to be able to control a certain aspect of your life, especially if you're not feeling in control in other aspects of your life. So in that regard, yes, it could definitely be a problem covering up something deeper.
Mm-hmm. And I remember I was reading on your blog that you said, like, back when you were living in San Francisco or the Bay Area, you were outside. Mm-hmm. You were living inside. Yeah.
I was living in San Francisco.
Nice. I'm so jealous. You said that before you were kind of, you created Teaspoon because it was a way to kind of, bring in a little bit of creativity in your, like, a mundane office job. But then you said once you were happier, you didn't feel the need to continue with that. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. So I started my blog 5 years ago when I was working a desk job that was just kind of like, it was okay, but it wasn't exciting me. And I always loved to bake. And so when I got home after work and on the weekends, I started baking and photographing it and then writing. And it was just like, it was a nice creative outlet for me outside of my job. And slowly, when I became happier in my everyday life and moved to Zurich, started the yoga teacher training, started the training to become a health coach, I didn't need those desserts anymore. And I still love to bake, but now I've been trying to find fun, healthy ways to bake by using more natural sugars like bananas and dates and that kind of thing. I feel like I don't need the dessert as much anymore to cover up the boredom I was feeling or the different emotions I was feeling throughout the day or,
I can totally relate to that. You feel that your needs are being met and you're expressing yourself creatively and you don't need to turn, like in, well, back in the day, it would be alcohol, but then food.
Yeah.
But when you feel like you're being fulfilled and you're happy and you're doing something, then you find yourself, you know what? Like I would have turned and like stuffed my face, but now I'm not, you know, and you just feel like satiated from being fulfilled in, you know, in doing something that, that makes you happy. It's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and feeling wonderful and goes with feeling pleasure with food. So if you're eating something, actually enjoying it, because a lot of us can't enjoy it. If we let ourselves eat that, I don't know, maybe like chocolate cake or something, we feel guilt. How do you avoid this?
Yeah, that's a hard one. I think that's the hardest part about getting rid of the restrictions is also getting rid of the guilt. I still find myself going back there sometimes, and I just have to remind myself, no, I can eat this because I want it. And what the biggest thing for me now is I have more tools to figure out when I truly want something. Just like this afternoon, it was like 2:30, and I was about to go grab a piece of chocolate from the cupboard. And I sat there and I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I'm actually just really tired right now. And I'm antsy sitting here at my desk. And I actually need a 20-minute nap. So you know what? I do have a luxury of working from home. So I took a 20-minute nap. And it was the nap that I needed. It wasn't a piece of chocolate. So later, when I do have a piece of chocolate, I will not feel guilty about it because I know I'm eating it for the right reasons. And I think that's the biggest difference is when you can start eating things or start knowing, feeling comfortable that you're eating something for the right reason, then there's a lot less guilt associated with it. So like when you go to your friend's birthday party and they have some great looking cupcakes and you're in a great mood and you feel like a cupcake, you're going to eat that cupcake and not have guilt about it. And the less guilt you have about it, the less likely you're going to eat five of them. And that's the hardest part is getting rid of that guilt. But once you do, you're going to be much better off.
So it sounds like you've managed to bring in some mindfulness to when you're eating. Is that something that you work with your clients on?
Definitely. Yeah. One of the biggest things is like actually sitting down and eating without distractions. It's so easy to do, like with all the takeaway food and whatnot, we just end up scarfing it down without even realizing how much we're eating. So one of the biggest things I work on is like, I highly recommend cooking your own food because you can connect with your food in the kitchen and appreciate it more because of the work and energy that you put into it. But I also think that sitting down, putting your meal on a real plate, and eating slowly, taking the time to, taste all the flavors and just appreciate what you have in front of you. It really helps. It also helps you know when you're full because you're eating it at a normal pace, not scarfing it down. So that's, I think, how intuitive eating can ultimately help you lose weight if that's your goal, because you're eating in the quantities that you actually need because you're taking the time to figure out the quantity that you need.
Mm-hmm. And what about something that I think a lot of people can relate to is comfort food. You know, we have comfort foods from when we were younger, that make us feel nice and warm and fuzzy inside things. You know, is it okay to want to escape into food sometimes? Do we always need to be 100% present and pleasant?
Present. I don't think, I mean, that's a hard one because, yeah, you don't want to just be mindlessly eating, but every once in a while, sure. But I think the more mindful you are, if you are more mindful the majority of time and do it every once in a while, then then it's not a big deal. But if you're, it's the problem comes when it's an everyday occurrence where all your emotions are being eaten out of the bag of chips or whatever your food of choice is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a hard one to say, but it's not a good thing if it's happening often, but every once in a while, if it's Saturday night and you just want to eat chips on the couch or whatever.
So before we take another break, can you remind our listeners how they can best get in contact with you?
Yes. The first 10 people that want to have a free 1-hour consultation with me can sign up. There's a link below to a calendar that you can sign up directly with a time slot that works for you, or you can just email me at caitlin@teaspoonliving.com and schedule a time with me there.
Okay, great. And then, so they can go to Teaspoon Living as well too. And then Teaspoon Living at Instagram and Twitter. Is that right? Or did I just make that up?
Yeah.
Facebook
and Instagram.
Oh, you want on Instagram. Okay, great. So we're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
We're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine Artimas. I have Caitlin Ball here talking about women and the dieting roller coaster. So now it would be really great to hear about the work that you do as a holistic health coach. Can you tell us a little bit about what it would be like working with you? What can women expect?
Yeah. So I mainly work with women, like I said, and I really try to focus on helping women get off the dieting roller coaster, stop restricting themselves around food, and I support them in learning how to listen to their bodies and enjoy each meal and each day to the fullest. And we do that by meeting once every other week, and we start figuring out some different small goals to work on, and I support you in achieving those goals and keeping you accountable to achieve those goals. And I think the problem with a lot of the diets is that they do everything at once, cut everything out at once. But this is more just trying just little steps at a time so that you can make actually a lifestyle change. And I usually work with my clients for 6 months because you go through different times of the year, different times in your life. You know, so many of these things are 3 weeks long or 1 month long, but I really just don't feel like, you know, that could be during February when nothing is going on in your life. But then comes summer when there's all these fun activities and parties and vacations and whatnot, you need to have somebody help you through those times as well to figure out how to still feel good in your body and be eating the right foods for your body while during those times of the year too, not just in the dead of winter when nothing else is going on. So that's mainly what we do. And like I said before, you know, a lot of times we're working on things that don't necessarily have to do with the food that's going in your mouth. We're talking about the different things that are going on in your life, your relationships, your career, your spirituality, your physical activity, and working on getting all those things in balance so that you aren't using food for comfort or using it to control a certain aspect of your life. Other thing I do with the holistic health coaching is kind of the next step after that, once you've gotten rid of that diet mentality, I make healthy meal plans, and they're not meal plans like you need to stick to this and eat this certain way. It's more a way for people to learn how to make healthy foods quickly at home. Not necessarily quickly, but just more simply so that cooking at home isn't such a daunting task. And part of eating intuitively is feeding your body when you need to be fed. So, you know, you don't want to starve yourself. You don't want to get so hungry at 3 o'clock that you're going to grab anything that's in sight. So part of intuitive eating is a little bit of planning. And that's, I also want to help with that aspect too. So I sell some group programs on my site for meal planning and just getting ideas on how to be make food in the kitchen that doesn't take so long and try to use your time effectively because we're all busy and don't want to spend all our time in the kitchen. Well, I kind of do because I love being in the kitchen, but I know not everybody else does.
So you're a holistic health coach in that you're not just focusing on the food, and you're not just focusing on one area of your life or the client's life, really. You're focusing on the whole picture.
Exactly. Which is so much of why we're eating what we're eating is to do with everything else that's going on in our life. It doesn't always have to do with the sugar addiction or whatever, you know. It's you might be using sugar as just a replacement for something that's missing. So there's lots more to work on than just than just the food that, there's lots more that feeds you, than just the food that goes in your mouth. Yeah.
And who can most benefit from working with you, do you think?
I think women that have a funky relationship with food, whether they feel guilt after eating it, or whether they're trying to stick to a certain label, like trying to only eat gluten-free or a certain way, like I really can help women figure out what the right foods are for them, and without having to stick to a certain diet plan per se. It's more taking the time to figure out what works for them. And there's no one diet for everybody. There's a diet for, or each person is individual, and one person's medicine is another person's poison, and so I don't advocate for any certain diet, because it doesn't work for everyone. I know that you're personally a vegan, but veganism doesn't necessarily work for me. I don't feel good on that kind of diet. So I help women figure out what's going to be best for them, and without having to try another crazy diet.
Well, thank you very much. Just to go over again, how can people reach you?
Yeah, you
can. On the World Wide Web.
Yeah, my site is teaspoonliving.com, and I am on Instagram, Teaspoon Living, or Facebook, Teaspoon Living, and you can also sign up. I think they're going to put a link on this page of sign up for a free complimentary health coaching session with me.
Yes, there will be. So there'll be a link to the calendar, and the first 10 people will win a free session with Caitlin.
Yeah.
So don't delay. Get on it.
Act now. Yeah.
Act now. Operators are not standing by. Yeah. If you would like to contact me, you can go to my website, withintheflow.com. Comingcleanradio.com is under construction, but it will be up soon. All my info is on my contact page. And you can sign up for my somewhat monthly newsletter as well. So, Caitlin, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me. It was fun. Yeah, me too.
I hope we can do it again. Because I feel like with food, we could go deeper, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to talk about with food. I could talk about it all day, every day.
Yeah, so thanks a lot for coming on and sharing your knowledge and all your insight with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Coming Clean Radio. And please join me every Tuesday. That's 12 Eastern, 11 o'clock. I don't know why these times are so hard for me. 11 o'clock Central and 9 a.m. Pacific time. And 6 p.m. European time if you're in Europe like us. So that's all for today. Have a great week, and I will see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss. Catherine can help you rid yourself of that which is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you envision. Let's become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Tune in each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, or visit the archives at withintheflow.com.